This is Jesus speaking. John 17 and 9. And Jesus said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Amen. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the 13th chapter, the 14th verse. 2 Kings, the 13th chapter, the 14th verse. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said unto the king of Israel, Put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. And Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance.
Yes.
And the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou have consumed them. Would you stretch your hands one more time this way and ask the Lord to help us? Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We're feeling your touch already. God, we felt you in this service tonight. We ask, God, that you'd meet with us, God, at these altars. Help us to do what we can, Lord, to present a good altar service in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. Now, 2 Kings, the 13th chapter, I've taken a text from here before, and I've preached it all over the country, or a big portion of it anyway, and a lot of holiness churches. But something else sort of popped out to me, and I want you to notice verse number 16 of that 2 Kings, the 13th chapter. And he said unto the king of Israel, this is Elisha that said this, he said, Put thine hand upon the bow, and he put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. Amen. The order was given for the king to take up the bow, and he took it up. He put his hand upon the bow. And then the prophet himself put his hands upon the king's hands. And the Lord dealt with my heart in the night last night, And I'd like to preach to you tonight on let's take this shot together.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Let's take this shot together.
All right.
Amen. I want you to sort of sit up, pull up here a little bit. Because this isn't just any ordinary circumstance. The setting here is very unique. Really, it's wonderful, even though sometimes it takes death, it seems like, to awaken people to want to live. Sometimes it takes somebody dying and seeing somebody die in order to shake somebody into realization, hey, I want to live. I want to survive. And this is the circumstance that is here. God's people, God's nation is so low. They're so weak. They've been bombarded, amen, by the oppressor, amen, the Syrian army. And Joash, as the king, has seen it all of his life, even as a little boy. Amen. He looked out of his balcony, probably from the palace many times, and see smoke rising up over the horizon. And he would ask his father, no doubt, what's that horizon? He said, son, the enemy has attacked over here on this flank. And, amen. And he'd see another fire, and he'd say, well, that's the enemy over here. And all through his boyhood, no doubt, he's seen the evil hand of the oppressor. He's seen what the enemy could do when they're strong and when they're powerful. And it seems like God's people was getting weaker all the time. And seemed like they was losing strength. Seemed like they was losing ability. Seemed like they was losing confidence. And I can personally identify with that last statement. Amen. But here, when Elisha falls sick, amen, Joash comes running. And he comes and he, amen, he positions himself in the room, amen, with this dying prophet. amen, trying to perhaps pay his last visit to the king. Amen. But there's something interesting here going on. Amen. I've read several different interpretations of this. Amen. And I've preached about everything that I've read about it. Amen. But I found out something that, amen, just sort of dawned on me. Amen. While they're there having their conversation, and while Elisha is growing weaker, and the king here is weeping and wishing that he would revive, amen, they have a visitor come into the room. Amen. I wish I could make the sound of horses. I wish I could make the sound of chariot wheels as they hovered in. Amen. They came into the room where the dying prophet is. Amen. Growing weaker and weaker. Amen. What do you think they're there for? Amen. They're there to pick up a passenger. They're there to pick up, amen, a saint of God who's dying and about ready to leave this world. Amen. They've already come and they've entered into the room. Amen. So Joash and you and I, amen, are privy. We get the privilege here tonight, amen, to enter in right where a man of God is dying. Amen. And the chariot of God has come to take him away. Can somebody shout amen? Woo! Glory to God. Amen. So they enter into the room. And amen. Here they are. Amen. This man of God's going to die. He's going to get on that chariot after a while. Amen. How do you know this? And how can you draw this conclusion? Well, it's fairly simple and fairly easy. And you Bible readers, amen, have already put two and two together. Amen. But Elisha had experienced the chariot circumstance before. Amen. Elisha, as he was a young preacher, amen, following after the prophet Elijah. Amen. One day as he followed him, amen, a chariot of fire came down. Amen. And separated them. Amen. And that man that he was following, Elijah, amen, was called up to heaven in a whirlwind. And here we find, amen, that this chariot, amen, has come one more time. Elisha knows what it means. I feel like Joash, because of his weeping, and he's the one that looks around and sees the chariot pull up into the room of this dying saint. Amen. And he says, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Amen. And a saint of God was fixing to leave this world. Amen. Another saint, another preacher, somebody who stood for holiness. Amen. Somebody that's, amen, that's bore the load. Somebody that's bore the burden. Amen. Somebody, amen, that's paid the price for the Randy Jones. Amen. Is fixing to get his reward. Amen. He's fixing to leave this world. Amen. The time of his departure, amen, is at hand. And he's fixing to receive, amen, his due reward. Can somebody shout glory?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, amen. You say, Brother Blanton, what a sad way to start out a message. No, hallelujah. Even Balaam figured out. Amen. Amen. How precious it is. He said, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his. Amen. And even that backslidden prophet by the name of Balaam, amen, knew it was a wonderful thing, amen, to be there, to be on hand when a saint of God was leaving this world. Amen. I'm for preachers and I'm for prophets. I'm for pastors. And I try to pick them up just as high as I can get them. I'm not very strong, so I can't pick them up very high. Amen. But I don't want you to get the idea this is just for preachers. I don't want you to get this idea that this chariot's just coming to pick up preachers. Amen. First of all, he's a saint. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God. Hey, amen. That qualifies you for a chariot ride. Amen. To that celestial city. Amen. You die in your sins. Amen. And I don't really know how you'll get to hell. Amen. I suppose, amen, hell's a reaching up. Amen. It's trying to grab hold. And those who die in their sins, they just get called in the flood and in the current that carries, amen, godless people to hell. Amen. But as for the saints of God, amen, I believe he's got better plans. Amen. I believe he's got a ride for us that'll work. Amen. As far as Lazarus was concerned, amen, the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. And as far as Elisha's concerned, God sent his chariot. I said, God sent his chariot. I said, God sent his chariot. I said, God sent his chariot to pick him up. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. And so he's dying. Hallelujah. I can almost hear the wheels squeaking. I can almost hear them steeds coming to a halt. Amen. And even Joash, Amen. The fellow that's going to live for a little while, yet longer, amen, has enough spirituality, amen, that he recognized, amen, that there's a visitor in the room. Amen. Remember, the Don Tabor told me about his nephew. And his nephew, when he was dying on his deathbed, just prior, right before he died, amen, he leaned over. He was just a young man, amen, maybe 10 years old. And he asked his father, and his father leaned over. He said, Daddy, he said, when I get to heaven, will I see Jesus? And his daddy, no doubt with tears in his eyes, says, yeah, son, sure you will. When you get to heaven, you'll see Jesus. He said, I will, Daddy. Amen, I really will. When I get to heaven, I'll see Jesus. He said, yeah, son, that's right. When you get to heaven, you will get to see Jesus. Amen, a few hours went on as Brother Tabor told me the story. Amen, and that nephew of his got weaker and weaker. Amen, but he got so weak that he didn't respond for a while. But then all of a sudden, amen, he opened his eyes as if he was looking into another world. Amen, and he talked just like a little boy would talk. I believe he seen Jesus. He said, oh boy, with a big smile on his face. Oh boy. And then he closed his eyes and went out of this world. Hallelujah. I believe he saw Jesus, don't you? Amen. It's a wonderful thing to die right. It's a wonderful thing, amen, to be prepared. Amen. It's a wonderful thing even to be involved. Amen. Amen. With people. Amen. I've been there when they gasped for breath. Amen. On their way to hell. Amen. I've been there when they crawled and they scratched for life because they knew that nothing better was waiting for them. I've been there when the devil had them so bound. Amen. That we cried, man, pray. Pray. Give it all up. Amen. Give your life to Jesus. And they'd shake their head and say, no, I can't pray. And they would leave this world and go into eternity lost. And what a miserable shape that it was. But I've also been there. Amen. When the chariot has come by for those who've been redeemed by the blood and have lived, amen, by the name of Jesus. I've been there as they left this world. Amen. With praise on their tongue. Amen. With glory on their lips. And even my father, amen, just had been saved 6 months. But when he left this world, he was crying out, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Can we lift our hands to heaven tonight and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise him again. I'm not stalling. I like what I'm feeling. Hallelujah. I like what I'm feeling here tonight. Amen. Oh, and another saint of God's getting ready to leave this world. Amen. Another saint of God is getting ready right now to take their flight. Woo! Amen. But I hear, almost can hear. Amen. Right here tonight, I can almost hear here at the Highway of Holiness. And this is going out on tape, perhaps. Amen. All over the world, I can almost hear another saint of God who left just a few days ago. Amen. Sing about just what I'm talking about right now. I can almost hear him sing, Sweet Lamb of God. Woo! I can almost hear him rear back and say, God's own chariot coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day. Grand old chariot come without a warning. Take his people away. I'll be standing at the station waiting, for I'm going home. I'll roll away when God's chariot comes. Sweet Lamb of God, would you lift a hand to heaven and praise the Lord? Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Let's praise the Lord right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God's old chariots are coming. Oh, that wonderful day. It's a grand old chariot. Come without a warning. Take his people away. I'll be standing at the station waiting till I'm going home. I'll roll away when God's chariot comes. I can almost hear him singing it tonight. Can't you? Oh, let's praise him one more time right here. Real quick. Real quick, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he so told on the time. Hallelujah. So you see, this isn't just an ordinary setting. Amen. We're right here when a man of God is leaving this world. God's already commissioned the chariot and sent him on his way. with orders to pick up his man. And he's there sitting in the room right as this event goes on. Oh, holy, holy God. I said, holy, 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 holy God. Amen. So he's getting ready to leave. Amen. But before he leaves, amen, he's going to leave something behind. You know, God's people do that. Hallelujah. I mean, they leave something. Amen. As pastoring, before I pastored, I guess I preached a few, helped Brother Collins preach a few, partake in a few funerals. But when I was pastoring, most of the weight was on me to preach a funeral. Amen. And I found out that the saying's true is that you'll preach your own funeral. Amen. That's the truth here tonight. Amen. Elisha has followed the men of God. You know, Elisha, amen, was one of those type of fellows that, amen, that didn't have to split off and branch off. Amen. Start a new work. And I don't suppose there's anything wrong with that. We need folks to do that. But I think sometimes folks just want to do that because they don't want to be under somebody. Amen. They want to be the chief. Come on. Amen. But Elisha was the type of fellow that could follow the God that had, amen, that had blazed the trail. Amen. Amen. And all he asked for was said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Amen. And when it came time for Elijah's chariot to come, and he was gathered up by a whirlwind, amen, his mantle dropped to the ground. Amen. And Elisha was the type of fellow that could pick up another man's mantle and use it. Glory to God. Amen. And he went down to the Jordan River. Amen. And he smote the water. Amen. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. And his ministry took off from there. Amen. Miracle after miracle. Amen. Mighty move after mighty move. Somebody shout amen. Amen. The dead being raised. Amen. The bitter water being turned sweet. Amen. Glory after glory. Amen. Why? Because he was the type of fella, amen, that could follow another man's work. Hallelujah. I don't know which is harder. Amen. To start a new work or to continue. Amen. But oh, somebody's going to have to continue. We can't all start and branch off and start new works. There's somebody going to have to, amen, walk in the footsteps. Amen. Some of these brethren like L.L. Collins, amen, that have gone on before us and blazed the trail. Of us. Somebody's going to have to pick up his mantle after a while. Hallelujah. I wonder who's going to be here. Will somebody shout glory? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He's about ready to die. And Elisha said to him, Stephen, you got that, son. He said to him, the king of Joash had come. I want you to remember, he'd been oppressed. Joash had been seen oppression all of his life. He hadn't known nothing but oppression. I'm telling you what, has the devil ever jumped on you? Huh? Huh? Oh, come on. Amen. Have you ever, everywhere you look, seemed like the devil was? Amen. Amen. And when you tried to push the devil off, and just as soon as you got him off, he jumped on you again. He could jump on you quicker than you could push him off. Amen. After a while, you got to the place you couldn't push him off. That's the way Joash was. Come up here, Stephen. Being an evangelist kid, I got the shyest kids I ever seen in my life. Amen. He told the king, Joash, he said, I want you to praise God. Amen. They can be shy as long as they ain't as clumsy as their father. Amen. But he told the king, he said, I want you to take a bow. Come here, Brother Jim Lawson. Amen. This is a bow, brother. You know what this is. This is one of them bows without the training wheels. Amen. He said, Brother Lawson knows how to shoot one of these now, boys. He's good at it. Amen. He said, I want you to take a bow. And I want you to take the arrow. Amen. You're fixing to make another shot. Amen. But before we shoot, he said, I want you to go over there and I want you to open up the window. Amen. So the king went over and he opened up the window. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Amen. Amen. I mean, he's getting ready, amen, to take a shot. I wonder how long it had been since Joash had made a shot. I wonder how long it had been that he had had enough courage to stand in battle. Amen. I wonder how long it had been, amen, living under fear and oppression. Amen. I wonder how long it had been he had his hand on a bow. I wonder when the last time it was, amen, that they could marshal their foes and mount an offensive against the enemy. Amen. Boys, if it had been ever, amen, it's been for a long time. If he had ever done it in his lifetime. Amen. But here the man of God seemed like their hope. The man that they looked to is about ready to leave this world. And he's given orders.
Amen. He might not always obey Elisha. I don't know. Amen. But now he's going to obey him. Amen. He's going to pick up that boy laying over yonder. Amen. Maybe he brought it with him himself. I don't know, but he's going to pick it up. He lays his hands on it. Amen. He begins to remember. Amen. How he was trained. Amen. The feel starts to come back. Am I right, brother? Amen. The feel starts to come back. And he's just getting a little anxious here. Amen. But he pulls on the weight of the bow. Amen. And he finds out, man, it's been a long time. Amen. Since I've shot a bow. Amen. But the prophet had told him to open the window. Amen. Perhaps this is going to be the last shot he'll ever take. Perhaps this will be his only chance. Amen. They'll ever have to make a good shot. Amen. So he told him to open the window. I like that. Amen. When Daniel was, amen, caught, and amen, the decree was made and the law was passed. Amen. That he couldn't pray. Amen. You know what he did? Amen. He didn't go to a prayer closet. Amen. He opened his windows toward Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. As if to say, here you go, devil. Amen. It may seem like you won, but I'm going to take one more shot. Amen. I'm going to open a window so I can hit you. Amen. Till we open the windows of our lives and our ministries. Amen. In our testimonies. Amen. We'll never shoot nothing but each other. Amen. It'll be bouncing off the walls of our soul. Amen. But if we'll do as the man of God said, I'll open the window. Amen. We're going to take another shot at this thing. Amen. We're going to try it one more time. Amen. We're going to give it another go. Hit somebody, shout glory. He's so tomo yotai. Amen. But I like this. Amen. The man of God seemed like that he knew. And so often they do. Amen. So he went over as this king, this stalwart in his prime king, had to hold this bow. And as the king held up the bow, amen, the man of God put his hands on the bow. Are you hearing me? As if to say, listen, we're going to take this shot together. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. We've tried it on our own, and sometimes we have to. Sometimes we got to stand. If we're going to stand, we'll have to stand by ourselves. Amen. I realize that. Amen. But here was an opportunity before the man of God was leaving this world. Amen. While he was still here, hey boy. Amen. That's trying another shot. Amen. Let's shoot this one together. I'll help you pull it back. I'll help you aim. Amen. I'll help you put it on the mark. Can somebody shout amen? Woo! I want you to know the window was open. Amen. I said the window of the world was open. And as Daniel of old, amen, opened up his window and said, I'm going to pray one more time, God. And I know there's a people listening. I know there's people watching me. I know there's people laying in wait for me. Amen. To catch me in this prayer. Amen. But I'm going to try one more time. Amen. That's what Elisha and Joash, amen, was doing. Amen. The enemy had oppressed. Amen. But he opened the window. That's to say to the world, listen. Amen. We're going to give it one more shot. We're going to try for one more revival. We're going to preach one more message. We're going to sing one more song. Hallelujah. 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 I know there's nothing here. There's no wedge here. I don't believe there is at all. Amen. But a lot of times in the ministry, it seems like the generation gap shows itself there, perhaps more than anywhere in the church, in the ministry. Woo! Amen. The older preachers, amen, and the younger preachers, amen, we come to camp meetings together, amen, we rub elbows together, but seem like that there's a, amen, a wedge that's tried to, amen, been wedged in between them, amen, a barrier sometimes is there, a gap, somebody shout amen. I don't believe that's the case here at all. Amen. I believe Brother Jim Lawson was Brother Collins, and I believe Brother Collins was Brother Lawson. I don't believe there's a gap there at all. Amen. I'm using them probably because of that very reason. Amen. But it seems like there's a gap there. Amen. And the older preachers, I don't know what they feel. I don't understand what they feel. Amen. I don't. Amen. But it seems like that, amen, they don't understand the younger preachers. Amen. Amen. Probably they've done better than us younger preachers did. And they expect us to do better. And that's all right. Amen. But us younger preachers sometimes get offended. Amen. Because sometimes these older preachers, like L.L. Collins, is pretty hard on us. Amen. Woo! Amen. I tell people L.L. Collins treats, has treated me better and done for my ministry, more for my ministry, amen, than any man on earth. Amen. More than any man that's in shoe leather. Amen. He's treated me better and done better for me. But part of the reason of that is because he's been hard on me sometimes. He's expected, amen, I'm giving the devil a black eye tonight, brother. Amen. I said, we're going to take one more shot. Woo! Amen. But whatever the reason, and I'm not smart enough to get into all of it. I'm not smart enough to get all the words together. But whatever the reason, amen, about 1:30 last night, amen, God said, take your bowl to church with you. Amen. Amen. And tell them, let's take one more shot together. Amen. Let's shoot this one together. Amen. Let's take one more stab at it together. Amen. Let's try to have one more meeting together. Let's try to have one more move of God. Amen. Would you stand to your feet tonight and give the Lord a praise? Let's obey God right now. Let's obey God right now. Hallelujah. When we're trying to take a shot, Brother Jeff Collins, we're more vulnerable than we ever are. When we're aiming, we're more vulnerable than we ever are. Amen. A guy can hold up a powerful rifle that's sighted in perfect. Amen. But just a little jar, just a little, maybe somebody just saying something behind him, sometimes will throw him off. Amen. To shoot a bow or any weapon, it takes concentration. Amen. You got to keep your eyes on the target. You can't take it off. Amen. This is called instinctive shooting here. Amen. My father-in-law said he's hit deer in the antlers because he didn't take his eyes off the antlers. Amen. Instead of putting it on the vitals, he couldn't take his eyes off the antlers. And when he turned loose that bow, that arrow went where his eyes were looking. And he shot deer in the antlers and they just run off. Woo! Amen. But when you're shooting any kind of weapon, it takes concentration. Amen. You gotta have a steady hand. Amen. It's better if things are quiet. It's better if you take a full breath and then you let about half of it out. Amen. It's better that way. Well, whether you're squeezing the trigger, amen, or you're loosening your fingers around the bowstring, amen, and getting a smooth release, amen, staying steady and following through. Amen. I'm not giving you a lesson in hunting. Amen. I'm talking about shooting. Brother Randy Jones already said this is a warfare. Amen. We're in a battle here. Woo! Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel the forces of the enemy, amen, trying to hinder us. Amen. Not necessarily in my message tonight. Amen. I pray through. Amen. I said I pray through. Amen. I said I pray through. Hallelujah. Amen. And Brother Jim Lawson was by himself and pulled back that bow. Amen. It wouldn't take much to get him off. Pull that back, brother. Pull that back. Amen. He'd miss right there. Amen. It wouldn't take much. A little kick, he'd come up and just go like that. He'd be off. That arrow would go flying. You hear me? Amen. A rifle ain't no better. Amen. The devil catches us while we're vulnerable. Woo! Amen. And if there's ever a time, amen, well, we got an opportunity to shoot, I feel like that's what this is. I feel like that's what this meeting is. Well, we got an opportunity, amen, to take a shot at the devil. Amen. Well, we got an opportunity, amen, to just hit him right square between the eyes. Amen. Well, we got an opportunity, amen, to cause injury to the other side. Amen. I believe more than ever, amen, we ought to take the lead, amen, of the prophet and the king. Amen. Let's take this shot together, folks. Amen. Let's band together. Amen. Let's pull these ball back together. Amen. Let's steady each other's aim. Amen. Let's make this one count. Amen. Let's shoot for God. Amen. Let's stand for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I've heard prayer requests. Someone said, pray for my lost loved ones. I say that all the time. I want you to remain standing. I'm standing when you take this stand with me. But if you was to ask Jesus, amen, in John 17, who are you praying for? He'd say, I'm praying for them. Who is that? Well, I'll tell you who it is, who I'm not praying for. I'm not praying for the world. Huh?
seems strange. Amen. You mean you're not praying for the world? You're dying for them, but you're... Yeah, I know, but I ain't praying for them. You mean the Son of God that stepped off His throne in glory, amen, ain't going to pray for the world that He's going to redeem and shed His blood for? That's right. If I read my Bible correctly, He said, I pray not for the world. Who are you going to pray for then, Jesus? I'm going to pray for L.L. Collins. Amen. I'm going to pray for Jim Lawson. I'm going to pray for Brother Mike Allen. Oh, somebody shall, amen. I'm going to pray for Randy Jones. I'm going to pray for Ronnie Emhoff. Somebody shall, glory. Amen. I'm going to pray for Mark Barker. Amen. I'm going to pray for Mike Barker. I'm going to pray for Jerry Walls. Amen. I'm going to pray for Elizabeth Fay. Somebody shout, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Amen. Because He knew that we were the instruments. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I pray for these alone, but for them also. Amen. Which shall believe on me through their name. Amen. He prayed that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Jesus prayed that you might have joy. Woo! Amen. He's prayed, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus prayed for us. Amen. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Woo! Amen. I'm praying that they would be perfect in one. That the world may know the windows open tonight. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Woo! Amen. Jesus prayed for us. Amen. And we pray for all lost loved ones, and that's all right. But I think we'd have better, amen, results in our prayer. Amen. Instead of praying for all lost loved ones, amen, that we pray for Jim Lawson. Amen. That he may go, amen, could witness. Amen. And preach and be anointed. Amen. And shoot through their heart. Amen. That they may see and be pricked. Amen. And see a need for a Savior. Amen. We'd be better off praying. Amen. For some soldier. Amen. That lives close. Amen. To where your lost loved ones live. That God would anoint them. Give them a burden. Give them the unction. Can somebody shout glory? We'd be better off praying one for another. Hallelujah. Amen. I know y'all standing. Amen. But you know the devil, amen, he knows how to work. He knows if he can get us divided, if he can drive a wedge in any of us, in any of our relationships. There ain't nobody in this church more important than anybody else. Did you know that? Huh? But the devil used that and drive a wedge in there? Huh? Come on now. Amen. But the Bible said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Ain't that wonderful? And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. When the devil comes in, my friend, and tries to drive that wedge, you know what you need to do? Amen. Ignore him. Don't make no provision for it. Amen. Let that evil thought die of famine. Let the ungodly suggestion perish for sheer lack of food. Amen. Let that presumptuous thought be destroyed by withholding appropriate support. Amen. Kill that spiritual enemy with starvation. Make no provision for the flesh. I must hurry. Amen. We get angry. That drives a wedge between us and our churches. Huh? Some of that, we don't get angry in our churches. Oh, man. Whew. Amen. Almost seen smoke roll out of ears before and nostrils. People so mad, stomp out mad, grumble and complain. Amen. Amen. People become to the place. Amen. They get so angered that they get in the circumstance of wrath. And I'm interested in controlling that, aren't you? Amen. If we're going to take this shot together, we're going to have to control our anger. Amen. I'm preaching as much to myself as anybody. Amen. The way to conquer it is to make no provision for it. Amen. The provision for anger, for wrath, is thought. And I know it's sort of taking it out of context, and I might have mentioned this before, but David said, as I muse, that means to think, or to, amen, ponder upon. He said, as I muse, the fire burned. Amen, the more you think about something, my friend, amen, the more angry you're going to get at it. Amen, we're living in a world where we're all human. Amen, we're all going to make mistakes. Amen, we're all going to do things that ain't going to, amen, some of us are going to be taken, amen, wrongly in what we say and how we look. Amen, I know the church is split. Amen, over one woman claimed that she saw another woman.
woman whispered to another woman, amen, and she said that she read their lips and she was talking about her, amen, the church split right down the center. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. And she took that and amen, and she kept on dwelling on it, and the more she dwelled on it, the more angry that she got, and to the place to where they just fell out. Amen. Hear me now, church, if we're going to shoot together, which we need to, amen, we got to have to stop making provision, amen, for our anger. And that provision is keeping on thinking about it. Amen. It ain't going to benefit you to keep on dwelling on it. It's just going to make it worse. Amen. Somebody's done something to you. Forget it, man. Forget it. Amen. Bury it. Amen. Let it wash down the stream. Amen. Don't think about it. Put it out of your mind. Amen. Somebody shout glory. Amen. Amen. The strife in our church will keep us from grabbing the bow and arrow together. Amen. And Paul said, whereas there is strife among you, are you not carnal? At first, usually, strife begins at just a little tiny misunderstanding. Amen. But it begins to grow into a big, sometimes even a forest. Amen. And the provision for strife is indiscreet conversation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To gossip will almost surely aggravate it. Amen. And when we talk, the more we talk about it, amen, we will begin to exaggerate. Amen. And when we talk about supposed injury, amen, it almost always, after a while, assumes colossal proportions. Amen. As one woman, amen, told about another woman, amen, she was talking and a gossiping, and she told that other woman, I've already told you more than they told me. Glory to God. Amen. The more we talk about it, amen, if we're going to shoot this arrow together, we need to just shut up and shoot. Amen. Shut up and shoot. Amen. If you've been done wrong, just shut up. Amen. Be quiet. Amen. We got a job to do. Amen. We got a revival to have. Amen. We got victory that needs to be won. Just shut up and shoot. Woo. Amen. Amen. It'll aggravate it. Another provision for strife is indiscreet hearing. Amen. Jesus said that not only take heed what you hear, but take heed how you hear. And I know it's not always in order. Amen. When we're together, and it hurts people's feelings if somebody falls into that category, as everybody does, talking too much. It's not always in order, especially if they would happen to be as big as the Barker boys, to say, shut up, I don't want to hear it. Amen. I mean, you might get hurt. I mean, if they weren't prayed real good through. Or if it's somebody tender, amen, just made a mistake, like we all do, by talking too much. And just say, shut up, I don't want to hear it. It's not always in order to say that. We're bold while we're preaching, but it's not always in order to say that. Amen, but we don't have to turn our ear. Amen. We don't have to raise our eyebrows. Amen. When people are talking about our brothers and sisters and say, oh, is that right? Amen. What else? Amen. And sit on the edge of our seat and the edge of our pew. Amen. Expecting to hear more. Amen. So indiscreet hearing is just as much of a culprit, amen, as indiscreet conversation. Amen. Listening is just as much a culprit as gossiping. I'm gonna close here. Amen. I think. Amen. Another thing that keeps us from shooting together is envy. Amen. People are getting jealous. Amen. Sister Blanton got aggravated at me when she introduced me to her old boyfriend. I made friends with him. She got aggravated. Amen. She said, you ain't jealous? Well, I wasn't jealous of him. Amen. And I didn't think I had a jealous bone in my body. Amen. Until I started preaching. Amen. And I didn't think I did then until a certain preacher came. Amen. And he preached so good. And everybody liked him. And everybody just fell head over heels. Even the folks that was fighting me. Amen. They just all loved him. And I felt that green eye monster rise up in me. Hallelujah. Amen. The provision, amen, for envy, amen, is we leave an atmosphere in which it can flourish. Amen. The firefighters, amen, they don't take away the fuel necessarily. Amen. I mean, if your walls are on fire, they don't tear out the drywall if it's already on fire, or the paneling, or the tuba fores. You know what they do? Amen. They spray something on it. Amen. That takes the atmosphere away in which it can flourish. And that's how we handle envy. How many wants to take this shot tonight? Who wants to take this shot? That's how we handle envy. Amen. If you get jealous, none of us ever admit it. I mean, I wouldn't tell you the name of the fella. Amen. For nothing in this world. And we don't never admit when we're jealous, and that's all right. Amen. as long as we recognize it and say, listen, amen, I'm going to create an atmosphere that will choke this fire out. I'm going to create an atmosphere in which this jealousy can't grow. It'll smother. It'll be asphyxiated in the atmosphere I create. What kind of atmosphere is that, Brother Blanton? It's an atmosphere of prayer. Amen, but a certain kind of prayer. Amen, oh, you know how much I love Mama. I mean, I love Mama, Brother Barker. Amen, but if I was jealous of Brother Barker, amen, which I, there's reason. I mean, he has ability. Amen. If I was jealous of Brother Barker, you know how I would suffocate it. Amen, I'd get on my hands and knees. I've done it. And I'd say, God bless Brother Barker. Bless him, Lord. Anoint him to preach. God, make him sing better than he's ever sung. Anoint him to preach better than he's ever preached. Give him souls for his labor. Open up doors for him. Amen. You know what happens to that jealousy? Amen. It begins to wane. Amen. It begins to smolder. And after a while, it suffocates in that atmosphere. Amen. Come on now. And all of a sudden, the wedge is gone. Amen. All of a sudden, I can get a hold of a bowl with Brother Barker now. Amen. And I can shoot with him. Come out here, brother. Amen. Because you all keep that. Amen. I can shoot with him now. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's no wedge between us. There's no friction. Amen. We can move the same direction. Amen. We have the same goal. Amen. Can somebody shout amen? Our hearts are pure. Amen. I mean, we can shoot together. Amen. Brother Mike Allen, Brother Randy Jones can shoot. Somebody shout glory. Amen. Let's put the Barker brothers together. Y'all can shoot. Amen. You hear me tonight? Amen. We got a shot that needs to be taken. Amen. Because he said, take the bow and arrow. Amen. And he took it up. Amen. And the man of God put his hands on it. Go ahead, brothers. Amen. And when he said, shoot, you know what happened? They shot. Amen. Amen. You know why that was important? Amen. Because the man of God would explain it here. He said, that's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Amen. That's what's going to set you free. That's what's going to win the victory. Amen. That's what's going to set the enemy to fly. Amen. Would you lift your hands to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let's take this shot together. What do you say? Amen. Let's do this one together. Maybe a husband and wife needs to take a shot together. Amen. To hold their family together. To pray for their children. Maybe a grandma and grandpa needs to bind together in prayer. Amen. For their grandchildren. Help me preach a little while. Woo! Amen. I know us preachers need to bind together. Amen. To win souls. Come on now. Amen. It's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. I said it's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Amen. Brother Eddie, Sister Linda. Amen. Won't you come up here and take a shot for Michael? Amen. And Donnie. Huh? Amen. Come on. Come up here and take a shot for your children. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not saying there's no wedge here at all. Amen. I love these people. Amen. Y'all take a shot. Amen. Act like you got a bowl there. Amen. Keep your hands in each other's hands. Oh, let me tell you, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Amen. I know you've been standing with me. I appreciate it. Amen. But I think it's time we've done this together. I believe it's time we prayed together. I believe it's time we sung together. I believe it's time we preached in unison. Amen. Had an altar service in unison instead of some leaving early. And I know some have to leave early. But if you don't have to leave, let's have this altar call. Let's have this altar service together. Amen. And let's not leave till the very last one gets up. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Let's take this shot. It may be our last shot. Because God's church coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day. But until then, let's take this shot together. Come on, brother. Bring your wife up here. Amen. Let's take some shots. How many wants to come? Grab a hold of somebody. Amen. Grab a hold of somebody. Amen. Come on. Let's take some shots. Let's take this shot together. Amen. Amen. Maybe some of the young folks will want to grab some of their friends. Amen. Come on. Let's take a shot together tonight. Amen. Let's defeat the enemy together. Amen. Let's leave the window open. Leave the window open back there, Brother Hutchins. Leave the window open. Let the world see as they drive by. Amen. The highway of holiness is pulling together. Amen. We're going to shoot the enemy together. Amen. If we miss, amen, we'll miss together. Amen. But if we hit, amen, if we score, we'll score. fire. Amen. Let's fall in this altar tonight. Amen. Let's make this shot count. Amen. Let's make it count. Amen. Let's take it together. Come on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody come and get us a song if they want to. If they don't, that's all right. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody. Let's everybody be a participant. Everybody that will. Amen. Let's get all the wedges out between us. Amen. Let's buckle up here. Let's gird up the loins of our mind. Let's go into battle together tonight. Amen. Let's make it count. Let's have revival. Amen. Let's see souls.